it is scary, you know? But, you know, we see brick and mortar stores closing all the time. We have friends who have small local businesses that are struggling. And is it because of social media? No, probably not. The world is changing. And so I don't know what we're going to do. But we're going to do it on our own terms, and we're not going to do it because someone tells us to do a goddamn reel.
Well, this is the last episode of Band of Mothers podcast.
That was a very dramatic. Hello, everyone.
Just wanted them to know what they were in for.
You can turn off now if you're not interested.
Well, especially if you're listening to this later, because our feed will probably still exist. And you're just like, oh.
Oh, they seem like nice ladies.
I just got interested in these. I just found out about them. Yeah, there's a lot to this. And we just wanted to just talk to you today to explain our journey, and thank you for coming along, and basically talk about why social media is going to ruin the world.
Yes, that is true. So those of you who've followed us for a long time have known that we've obviously had quite a struggle since COVID hit, trying to get our sea legs again and get back on the trajectory that we were on in early 2020. And the truth is we just haven't really been able to do it for a variety of reasons, some of which might be our fault, some of which are circumstances beyond our control. And this podcast was a really exciting opportunity for us to do what we love and be of service to moms and talk and explore our, you know, expand our minds and bring a form of entertainment and fulfill ourselves creatively. And
it's done all those things.
It has done all those things. What it didn't do was pay any bills.
No. And this is, I think, part of like this truth that we want to communicate with you, because we don't want to come off as like super bitter. We aren't super bitter. I think this shift that we're feeling right now is one of, like Tracy said, we had everything going in this one direction and it was working beautifully. And we made a lot of sacrifices to make that happen. And so the timing of COVID, when we were just getting back on our feet from investing ourselves, our time, growing our team, growing the business, all of the things that we had put into motion starting in 2018, really. Mm-hmm. When COVID hit, it was terrible timing, right? Mm-hmm. So we've been doing everything we can to dig our way out. And in order to stay a viable business, you have to monetize, because this is our full-time job. Like, we spend an exorbitant amount of time doing the things that we've done with Band of Mothers. However, we're here to tell you that we can't figure out the secret sauce. And it's not joining with a large corporation like we thought it would give us the leg up. Because the truth is, a lot of you listen to this podcast, and we're really, really proud of that.
And grateful.
And grateful. Love you. And the numbers that we do have put us in a very excellent position that even if we wanted to continue to do this, we would then have to also switch our focus into monetizing it on our own versus through Warner Brothers, Wondery, Odyssey, the people that we've been trying for the last year. And that's not an impossible feat, but it doesn't feel right to us right now. And it doesn't feel like the next step. And again, not to sound like negative or bitter, but there are certain things that you have to do these days to be a successful business. And I think after the last 9 years of growing this thing, and then what the last 2 years have given us, I think, I know we're ready for a pause, and that's what we're deciding to do.
We are. We're ready for a pause, but to get back to some of the issues we've come up with, we've been pretty honest for a long time. And if you follow us on social, you can probably sense it, is we're not big on the soch.
If you follow us on social, you probably don't see any of our things. So you don't even know.
We're just not, you know, when we started the Pump and Dump show, we started in a bar. We were a live show and we were very, very proud of it. And we started right in the moment where Insta and TikTok was not even a zygote in the world. Thank God. And we didn't have to deal with that shit. People just came to our shows and enjoyed it, this in-person community. And we loved that.
I remember when you were like, should we start focusing on our Instagram? And I was like, nobody does Instagram. And like, that's like, how long ago.
I was like, I think they do. I think we should. And so we have, but it was never our focus because we were pouring our heart and souls into the live show. And then we poured our heart and soul into the podcast. And, you know, Shay's always maintained this position of, isn't that enough that we put so much into these things? Why do we have to put more into this platform just to remain relevant, to sell tickets, to get downloads, to, you know, and then there's this expectation for public figures specifically, which we consider ourselves to be because that's what we've been doing for the last 9 years.
There's very important public figures.
Well, yeah, I'm not saying that we're influential in any way, but we're forward facing, you know, we're not,
people would like us to be, you know, influential.
And there's this expectation that you have to also serve your public, quote unquote, on soch. And we've just never felt aligned with that at all. And look, I'm not on Facebook anymore. And that was a great gift for me to disconnect myself from that. I didn't like it, but we both consume social media and we'll never say that we don't. I love Instagram. I use it for education. You know, I love it. And we, you know, I respect people who use that platform, and I am in awe of very many who are do it with authenticity and heart and give so much to people literally for frickin' free. It's not us. We've never felt like showing you guys our family on stories. We're not interested in showing you our children, you know, ad nauseum. We don't particularly live exciting lives where we feel like you'd want to peek in on it. And we're not interested in presenting ourselves as perfect. And
or even imperfect. We're not interested in it's never felt natural for us to just like reveal online like it does for a lot of people. Yeah. And that is what, it's the new television. I mean, you watch the drama, you watch.
Yeah. And so I guess, you know, in a sense, inherently, we're just private people. We love our families. We love our friends. We love our circles. But we don't necessarily feel the need to broadcast that out onto the world, nor do we feel the need to provide a stream of content, again, for free, just so that we can convince you to listen to our podcast. We've tried it. You know, it doesn't feel aligned. It's like it just felt like more work because that's just the way the world is. And we don't particularly want to participate in that.
Well, and just to take it back a minute too, like when everything was kind of blossoming online with, even YouTube, moms doing videos and things like that. Tracy and I were traveling with tiny kids at home, you know, flying out, doing a show, flying back the next day, promoting, marketing on our hands and knees in a comedy club in Omaha, plugging in cords. It was never a natural fit for us to add the job of social media on top. So when we grew, we hired somebody to do that for us and with us. And we did try and help us. And she was spectacular. And that really sold a lot of tickets. And it got us through, you know, our growth and our touring and all of the things that we essentially only wanted from social media, which was to sell tickets to our live shows. Now, when COVID happened,
and we lost our staff.
We lost our staff. We lost our live shows. And so Tracy and I were crawling out of this mud for the past 2 years. And so much of what we were supposed to do in order to kind of keep our social media following growing and And what you guys probably don't realize is that if you do not keep that wheel churning, if you do not post a certain amount of things every day, if you do not utilize all of Facebook's platforms, if you do not stay on a very consistent schedule, if you don't make reels, essentially, you're actually punished by the gods of Facebook and Instagram. And by punishing, what they do is they just don't let your people who choose to follow you see your stuff. So, I mean, we had created an app to get people away from the punishment and crap of the truth of the social media world. And again, we have social media. We follow accounts. We give it up to anybody who is able to successfully like exist on those platforms. It's not easy. But like Tracy said, it never felt authentic to us. And then also when we did follow the rules, it didn't even really seem to be working, probably because the content wasn't like feeling like particularly exciting to us. And it was a lot. It was a lot of work. And we hooked up with some larger, you know, conglomerates to help us with this podcast. And I think, and truthfully, they ended up not able to help us get more views either, because of our lack of presence on social media, or maybe this podcast wasn't that good. We have no idea, but all we know is that we are pouring our time and souls and heart into something new to try to dig out of the disaster that became of our show, and nothing's been working, you guys.
Yeah.
And how many times do you have to be hit on the head by the universe that you're just not gonna get out of this one situation, you know?
And that's, you know, that's it. You know, at some point we had to accept that there is a lesson here and that there is a season that is coming to a close. And we've tried to keep that season going for possibly too long. And it doesn't mean that we can't come back. It doesn't mean that we can't do something else. But it does mean that like what we've been doing since March of 2020 up until this very day has had some really beautiful and amazing and transformative moments and really fun for me and Shay, and a lot of, you know, we've certainly learned a lot and taught ourselves a lot of new skills, and we've pivoted and pivoted and pivoted. And we've also realized like what's important to us, and being a slave to our own company is not important to us. You know, it's not fun. It doesn't feel good. And it's time to just read the writing on the wall and take a break and take a pause, because as much as we've had, again, a good time, and certainly the podcast in the last few months has felt very fulfilling to us. We've had a great time. And going back to our creative roots and writing jokes and all the things, we've had a blast, but we're not here just to provide entertainment for free, unfortunately. We still have bills to pay and kids that are growing, and we're worth more than what we're generating ourselves. And so we need to find something else to do.
And you guys, I mean, it's not for lack of love or trying, because when we did like reinvent the podcast, you know, very encouraged by Warner Brothers to like really get back to our creative roots. And I will always be grateful for that. There was so much joy in this reinvention, and you know, unfortunately it was our last, it felt like it was like our last try. Like, okay, well, if this doesn't work, if this thing that we love doing so much, we're back to our roots, we're writing, we're now also producing a live show, we're getting, you know, the joy out of the creative process again, instead of, to be honest, for a while it felt very much like we just had to do these interviews to try to get some reciprocation, which also doesn't work, by the way. And so if you have been listening to this in the long haul and felt like we'd lost ourselves for a while, fully admit, I feel like we did. So it just felt so good to be back to what we loved. And then you guys, it just still didn't work. And because here's the thing, this day and age, we are all just numbers. Mm-hmm. And that, if you're entrenched in that, it can be really depressing. And I don't want to be a number anymore. Mm-hmm. I don't want to be the number of tickets that I saw. I don't want to be my rating on Apple Podcasts. I don't want to be a number of downloads or a number of followers or a number of views or likes or comments. And finally admitting how unhappy that makes us is really, really freeing.
And I don't, you know, from a business standpoint, Shay's right. I mean, we've come to this, we're just harvesting each other. It hit me the other night. I was lying in bed and I'm like, all we do is all today's business, especially if it's public facing, is about all you're trying to do is gather people, collect their data, and then use it to get them to do more things. So whether it's, you know, followers on social media platforms or likes or comments or downloads or ratings or email addresses or text numbers, all of it is to gather and then just like kind of yell back out at those people and sort of tell them what to do. And I'm not interested in talking at people anymore. I'm not interested in sitting behind a screen or this one-way street and just talking with no reciprocation, with no communication. And I'm missing human connection, and I'm missing the idea that we can exchange goods and services person to person without this conditional justification by who you look like on Instagram. You know, we're judging each other on, you know, when we have business meetings, it's, well, how many newsletter followers do you have? How many, you know, what text message service are you using, and how many subscribers do you have? And it justifies how we're able to move forward as a company. And we are missing the part of transactions that just involve two people, one person receiving and one person giving. And you can't do that in this day and age through the filter of social media.
Well, you can, and we tried, because what we tried to do with the new iteration was just turn our feed into conversations. But because we don't do all the other things, we get punished and nobody sees it. So none of that makes any sense. Like, we would love to use social media for what makes us feel like we're having those conversations. And it works for a lot of people. But what you guys don't understand is those people are working their asses off to make that happen.
They are. And if you've noticed, and I've certainly noticed it, people are getting really burnt out. There's a lot of people taking breaks right now. A lot of influencers that are going quiet and scaling way back and taking pauses, because this digital metaverse that we keep being told that we're going to live in is actually really debilitating for humans. We're not supposed to be like this. We're not supposed to be plugged in and just constantly pushing numbers up on a chart. Like, it's not in us as humans. It's not in our DNA. And we are destroying each other. We're ruining our perception of what is real. We are forgetting how to talk to each other, actually have a conversation. And we are not listening, because there's no back and forth. We are just scrolling and
well, that's what stories did, right? Like, it changed the whole dynamic.
We're just one large reality movement. TV show, like you said. We're one large entertainment. We're entertaining ourselves with our own lives, and we're not living our lives. You know, I mean, there's something to be said about sharing a beautiful photo of your family or even sharing a moment in nature. But the truth is, guys, if you're out in nature and you're holding your phone up to your face while you're walking through a gorgeous forest in Mother Gaia, you're not present. You are not enjoying the moment. And if you're thinking about how you should be videoing it or posting it. You're not in the moment. And we are losing our grip on this actual reality, on the physical things in front of us, because we're so obsessed with getting it back online. And to bring it back to our business, that's what we felt. We felt like we couldn't be just performers on stage. We couldn't enjoy the moment of this, of these, of this communion of women, of moms, of laughter, of tears, of humor and raw honesty. It had to be somehow cataloged on a platform that gives us nothing back, by the way, you know, that we just feed it so that it can make a ton of money. It doesn't give us anything back. It just takes our content and then expects more. And somehow we've all tricked ourselves into thinking that that's the way you have to, what you have to do now to run a business. And we're just not interested in doing it.
And if you're not a creator and you're a person, I call them the claw, who can like make things happen, you don't even realize that you may have 100,000 followers on one of these platforms. They just like assume they're engaged. They just assume, you know, that like you're going to be, it's so lazy. It's just like, oh, well, we're going to give you this opportunity because you have the numbers. Remember when we were meeting with book publishers? Mm-hmm. I mean,
yeah,
imagine being an author. We've talked about this on the podcast. Like imagine just being a writer who has no interest in being in front of a camera.
Because and now you
can't,
a writer.
Yeah. And now you can't get your book published because you don't have a certain number of followers. It's not real, you guys. And it's, when we set out to do this, we used to say we're a lo-fi thing in a hi-fi world. And if you've ever been to a Pump and Dump show, you know what it was like to sit in a room full of people experiencing something very similar to you and to respect and appreciate all of their journeys and stories in one room and to laugh together and to enjoy the music and to listen to our stories and each other's stories. And it was beautiful.
And you know what? We didn't shill your shit out. We didn't piece out your experience so that we can puke it back out online. You know, we didn't like doing that. And we tried not to, you know, when it came to promoting it, you know, a little bit, but like we wanted to be present for the show. And that's it, because that's what we did. And it's not to say that there aren't artists and creators who have utilized the platforms beautifully. I think of like Morgan Harper Nichols.
I was just going to say,
you know, and or Atticus or any number of people who are able to use the camera, use digital art, you know, in a beautiful way to get messages out. And that's why I'm still on Instagram, because those are the accounts I follow. Wait, why are you laughing?
I'm I listened to Sahara Rose, you know, she had this interview with this dude, this like spiritual guy the other day. But he's like, I'm a meme creator. And so like his whole job is just to like create spiritual memes.
And I'm like, now.
I know it. And it's just like disturbing to me because like, but it, you know, I guess he's getting his message out there, but it just cracked me up. I was like, nope. And I just wouldn't, I mean, I listened to the beginning of it. I was like, okay.
Yeah. No, I feel that. I mean, but this is it. Like we're, okay. Do I like memes? Yes. Do memes have a place of making a point? Yes. Are memes a fucking conversation? No, they're not. They are not a conversation. Mm-hmm. It is not a two-way street. It is not an equal exchange of thoughts or ideas or opinions. It is a pithy collection of 5 or 6 words and a stolen photo that gets no credit, by the way.
Shareable.
You know, and what does that do? It might make you pause and think for a minute. And again, it's not to say that like there's beautiful art creation and quotes, and I love all of those things. But as a society, if we don't start talking to each other, if we don't start disengaging from this beast that we've created ourselves, and I put myself square in the middle of it for every like that I get, if we don't stop using that as the value and the metric of our worth, we will destroy each other. We will forget. And I see it in my nieces and nephews. I see it in teenagers. They don't know how to communicate, you know, dating. They don't know how to talk. They don't know how to have hard conversations. If something is difficult. It's a text and then they ghost.
Oh, God, I can't
imagine. It's terrifying. We are not looking each other in the eye. We're not holding hands anymore, and we've got to. And that's what's important to us. And that's why we can't do this, because...
Well, and as creatives, I mean, I can't even imagine how difficult it is now. Like, when I was an actor, you know, this didn't exist, right? Now, you know, if this is what my friend Catherine said the other day, if it's not online, it doesn't exist.
Right.
You know,
right.
So even she's a marketing director of a firm, and she basically realized she had no life or friends because she was working so much and took a break. And now she's kind of ready to go back out there, and she has all of the qualifications to get the best job, and I know she will. But when she started to look, she was like, oh God, now I have to build a website. I have to.
You have because to have a website to get a job.
Yeah. If you're not online, you don't exist. And, you know, Tracy and I have no idea what's next for us, and it will probably, you know, involve some sort of utilization of the digital world. We're not, you know, look, I trade crypto. Like,
yeah.
You know, I'm all about Web3. Like all those
I'm
things.
I'm about to do Zoom calls with women, you know.
Yeah. Like, Tracy is doing this really great mushroom program, by the way, if anyone's interested in microdosing. But, you know, this is not a, you know, like we're not hypocritical in the sense of like we're going black and, you know, online and you'll never see us again and we're going to go live on a goat farm. That's not the truth. But the truth is that one of the main factors in why we have to essentially shut down our business is because we are unable as creatives to play that game. And
yeah.
I deeply sympathize with all of the creative people right now, because if you have it in you, you know,
God bless you.
God bless you. But it is not the same as when I started, when we started at this show. You know, this is just a world right now that has taken it out of us. And between COVID and this expectation, it's not bringing us joy anymore. And it doesn't mean that you listening don't bring us joy, because that is exactly why we do it, is for the
right,
people listening
to
this.
Right, why we held on. I mean, we believe in Band of Mothers wholeheartedly, and we believe in moms helping moms, and we believe in the support and the community that we were able to build, and we love that.
Yeah.
But there has to be another way to
connect,
to create, to be relevant without playing this digital game.
It happened to us years ago. I mean, you know, to be completely frank, there were, you know, really funny, amazing two mom duos who, started touring in comedy clubs and stuff because they had millions of views on YouTube making videos. And, you know, it was the first time Tracy and I realized that what we were doing, which was very lo-fi,
was going to bite us in the butt.
Was going to bite us in the butt. Yeah. Because, and then it was everyone we talked to. And believe us, we've been through contracts in Hollywood, and we've been through, you know, a million different scenarios for our business, and everyone was like, well, you guys need to be making videos on YouTube. It was never going to be our thing. It's never going to be our thing. It's not interesting to us.
No, it's not.
We didn't have the resources to do it. We didn't have the cameras.
Well, we could have found them. Truly, we could have if we actually really wanted to.
We didn't want to.
We didn't want to. And that's okay. And there's a lot of people that don't want to. And there's a lot of beautiful things happening in the world that do exist that aren't cataloged online. And I think... I'm beginning.
If we let them exist, if they're not destroyed by the people who only think numbers matter.
Well, I think you have to exit that whole paradigm, and you just have to, like, okay, take for example my facialist Tanisha, mm-hmm. best in the state probably. Like she's absolutely amazing. She doesn't even have a website. And I will tell you, when I was going to go to her, I was like, oh, she doesn't even have a website. How good could she be? Like, already judgy.
Yeah.
The woman is not interested. The woman works on skin. She doesn't need to post about it. She doesn't care to. She does what she does. She stays in her lane. She serves people every single day with like her whole heart. And she doesn't waste her time doing something that she's not interested to. To her credit, I have begged her to be on our podcast for years.
Yeah,
she's not even interested in doing that.
Yeah.
God bless her. It doesn't mean she's not relevant. It means she is relevant and she's doing what she loves without the consequences of feeding into telling herself that she needs to do these other things because she simply doesn't.
And look, if you enjoy doing these other things, again, we consume. I am all about... You know, some of our amazing guests, we follow the people we learn about, obviously, and like, you know, watching Queen do her gua sha every day.
Oh,
and,
my gosh.
You know, if it's bringing you joy to participate and it's bringing you business, because we understand this is part, you know, the main way to market is online. We had to do it for years, but then again, we had to hire someone to help us do it because it is a full fucking time job.
And I will say, yes, if it brings you joy, it brings you business and it's easy and it's fun. But I will also say I'm going to speak for 75% of entrepreneurs or creators. There is this feeling of obligation, like you have to do this stuff. And I will tell you, and this is just me talking my own opinion, but when Reels came on, the way it feels like we were all told to dance like monkeys.
We were.
And everyone's dancing.
Yeah.
And it scares me.
Yeah.
I look at some of these reels and I ask myself, why? Why did that person take the time? Because those aren't easy.
No.
Even if you're just dancing and pointing, it's not easy. Why did that person take the time to do that? Why am I allowing my precious time to be wasted watching this monkey dance? And then, most importantly, what is it actually serving? What good is going to come out of it? What part of the world is going to change? It's fine to disseminate information, but there's no conversation involved.
The only benefit and the reason people are doing it is because then people will still see their shit. It's so fucked up.
And it just makes Instagram bigger, guys. It doesn't make you bigger. You're a monkey in a giant platform that's sucking your life force and making you dance. And that's the truth. It's the honest truth. And I just don't want any part of it. I want to be with people. I want to talk. And you can't do that. You know, we tell ourselves it's a community, but it's not a community. It's just not. Comments aren't community. Comments are comments. And there's no face, there's no consequences. We've all dealt with trolls. We've all dealt with getting triggered by someone's comment. There's no context. And we're wrapping ourselves up in this stress response by just even consuming. And I do it to myself constantly.
And like the blue check mark, you know how hard we had to work to like get a blue check mark only so that we could sell more tickets. And this idea that somebody is more important because they have a blue check mark that, by the way, guys, it is like up to the gods who fucking gets one. I mean, it's like the weirdest. It doesn't, what's the process? It's like so weird.
Oh, well, I mean, we went through back doors, but I think that's the only way to do it. I mean, I know people who have literally 200,000 more followers than we do who still don't have a blue check mark. We just knew people who knew people, to be perfectly honest.
And congratulations on your blue check mark if we're making you feel like shit right now, we're sorry.
But
hard to get, but it's stupid.
And then it still doesn't matter. You know, people are getting ripped off left and right and their accounts are getting spammed and duplicated. And it's not pretty. It's not pretty right now. It feels like the snake is starting to eat its tail. And the thing that's getting harmed in the process is true creative endeavors. And does the digital world give opportunity if we bring it back to artists and creators, which we are? Does the internet and, you know, and these platforms give opportunity to people that they never would have had 30, 40 years ago? Yes. In a way, is Spotify amazing because you can just put your album out there, or you don't even have to, you can just produce your own album and get it out there and people can listen to it if they stumble upon you? Is that cool? Yes. Are you getting paid even a fraction of what you're worth for the beautiful music you put out into the world? No, you're not. And even the most famous artists on Spotify aren't getting paid. It's consuming. It's these, we're tricking ourselves into believing that we're getting all this free stuff, and we're just handcuffing ourselves to the Beastmaster.
Yeah.
So Merry Christmas.
Yeah. I love that we started this out. We're not going to be negative or bitter.
I'm actually not. I feel very clear, you know, and I'm just, once I came to a place and allowed myself to step outside of expectation or obligation, when you give yourself that freedom, it's very freeing. It's liberating. And what we do with it after this, we don't know, because it is scary, you know? But you know, we see brick and mortar stores closing all the time. We have friends who have small local businesses that are struggling. Is it because of social media? No, probably not. The world is changing. And so I don't know what we're going to do, but we're going to do it on our own terms. And we're not going to do it because someone tells us to do a goddamn reel.
Yeah. And I think personally, the bravest thing I've ever been able to admit out loud was something that it's come over me in the last couple weeks. And when I say it with such passion, but I never, ever, ever want to sell another ticket. I've been doing it since 2002. If people want to come and see the things that I create, I want them to come.
Yeah.
I know that's an impossible ask, but I don't, it's not.
Well, it used to happen, you know? I mean, people have been seeing shows and going to concerts since time started, since humans found a rock and a stick and made music.
Yeah.
You know, there's somehow, before social, we all figured out how to entertain ourselves and how to find the things that we love and support the artists that we love. You know, somehow when I was living in LA, I went to gallery openings and beautiful parties and backyard concerts with no cell phones and no Evites or no anything. Mm-hmm. And had a beautiful time. And I think that that can happen again. We have to trust ourselves, and we have to trust that we can seek that stuff out, and that our instincts will tell us where to go.
I still remember the very first thing I ever produced was that show in 2002, and there were like 75 people there. And it was, you know, one of those moments where like you're up all night thinking about what just happened. You know, it was like personally like so exciting. And I remember Chris, my husband, after the show, everyone was just kind of like partying in the room, and he just like took me aside and was like, if this is what you want to do with your life, my God, you should always be doing it. And that was like the success we felt from 75 people in a small room. Mm-hmm. You know, and when Tracy and I started selling out 100 seats, it felt like that. And then, you know, eventually, you guys, it got to a place where we were disappointed when 600 people showed up.
Yeah.
And why? I mean, I just want to do what we do, and we can't. So
not right now.
Not right now. So it's important to own it, know why we're stopping, communicate to you guys who've been there for us how grateful we are. And I hope you don't feel abandonment, because that's not what this is.
No.
But please feel free to reach out. Also feel free to Venmo us any anything you'd like to contribute to the immense amount of debt we still have from COVID. It's Shayna Bryan one.
Yeah. I'm excited. I think I'm excited for what lies ahead. I know that, I think shit's changing, you know. It may not happen overnight, but I do think that people are missing the authenticity of just truly enjoying something.
Creating
for the sake of creating, or just participating for the sake of participating, you know?
Yeah.
I it's almost hard for me to go to concerts anymore because all I see is phones.
Yeah.
It kills me as a performer. I just want to be like, put down your phone and listen to what that person is doing on stage. They are literally killing themselves for you.
Yeah.
And you can't even give them the respect to just watch and let it fill your heart. And I think I'm not alone in feeling that frustration and that sadness. And we've got to come back to it. We've got to come back to it. And I think we will, but from where I stand, I got to walk the walk, and I'm just not interested in doing reels. And I'm not interested in dancing like a monkey when it doesn't serve anyone except for a short, fleeting moment, you know, where you literally could have been smelling a flower. Like, it would have given you so much more.
Yeah. Well, I would tell you to follow along, but I'm not sure there's going to be much to follow right now. Tracy and I are going to figure out, you know, what to do with our website. Our Facebook group still exists, and it feels weird and don't want to take that away. But we are choosing to smell those flowers for a while. Mm-hmm. So we love you and we're so grateful.
Shout out to, you know, those of you who have left us kind reviews, who've reached out to us about what we do. We're human. We're not just screens, and we really appreciate it. And Silvio Lund, who has been our champion this whole time, and you know, everyone who's been so supportive. We hope we're not disappointing you. We have to stop.
But we want to smell the flowers with you.
Wow.
<Someday. laughs> So I hope that we can.
Yeah.
Because it is truly what we want, but you can't smell shit on IG and except shit, literally. So that's not happening anymore. And
Okay, well, we're gonna sign off so that we can hug each other. just think about this as you move on to your new year, to spend time with your family, to take on 2022 the way you need to. You know, we could have been videoing this whole conversation for you. And there's, you know, just think about why we didn't.
Mm-hmm. We love you.
We love you.